Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. And they all bring the Monster Energy punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe. And every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.
Shot clocks, big shots, upsets, aces. TGL playoffs are here. First, Atlanta Drive starts their repeat run against Los Angeles Golf Club. Then, Rory's Boston Common Golf and Tiger's Jupiter Lynx face off in their playoff debuts. Who will advance? Keep up. It's playoffs. Tune in Tuesday, March 17th at 6:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. only on ESPN and the ESPN app.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these ghosts.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go. A Monday podcast. Al had a couple of days off last week. We do apologize for no podcast Thursday. I wasn't having it.
It was in Chicago. It was enough.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't do that.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Jerry. Pretty good. Got to say, I kept myself busy on this couple days off. I gave the dog to the Greyhound dog sitter in Toms River, New Jersey.
Smart on your part.
Yeah, I got some solid sleep. I also knew, like, sometimes when you have like a child or a dog or something that needs your attention, it's hard to get into a flow of getting things done. And I knew that if I was going to attempt to change out the audio and screen in my car, that I was going to need my own patience.
Devote some time to it.
Yeah, I can't be like walking a dog in the middle of it or any of this nonsense. So I was able to do that. I think I was successful at it, although now that I've already noticed it's the radio itself is doing some like weird glitches, and then I just was reading all the reviews and everyone's like, this glitches, this thing's glitching.
Jesus Christ.
So
like even when you just run radio or when you're playing off your phone, like is it Bluetooth glitching?
So the things I've experienced so far, and other people have pointed this out too, so it wasn't, I didn't wire anything incorrectly.
Right.
Everything is correct. But it's like when it's in on Apple CarPlay, the one time I went to go get it off of that,
yeah,
couldn't do it. It was just frozen on that. Then this morning I started the car up and the radio didn't come on.
Oh.
And I couldn't turn it on. I had to shut my car off and start it again and it came on.
Mm.
So it's dumb little things like that that's going to piss me off.
It's like a nuisance that you don't really need.
Yeah, now I do have 60 days if I want to return it.
Oh, okay.
But then I'd have to get something else, which I was like, oh, this is another radio. It looks interesting. I go, yeah, this is glitchy.
Same thing.
Everything is the same.
Yeah.
Everything
that's
glitchy.
The problem when a factory installed radio goes, it's
yeah.
not the same.
It is not the same.
I know.
Because they sell these aftermarket radios, and now with the screens and everything that's involved with them, it's different for every car.
Let me ask you this.
Different connections.
What if you returned it?
Mm-hmm.
I went to Subaru.
Because believe it or not, Jerry, the head unit that Subaru puts in the car that is has a history of being terrible is $2,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for
a
radio. Yeah.
For a bad radio.
Yeah, no, that's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. So
I'm a little bit of a predicament
it,
here because you've got a good car.
Yeah.
That you don't.
I'm all right playing around with it and seeing yeah. where it goes.
I would. I wouldn't give up on it yet.
Then another thing I did, I've gone back to the gym, Jerry.
Yes, you told me.
So I've been going regularly, but I've been going to this gym in Bradley Beach. That is, it is a serious gym. There's no playing around there. This is muscular guys that look like they lift weights for a living.
Hey, you fit right in.
I unfortunately don't fit right in, but there's another gym further away that's more like a giant gym that
okay.
has all things. But I went there. They're still doing, if you've not been to a gym in a long time or tried to get a new memberships, they're still doing the same old bits where they try to get you to get the membership.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we do have a special today.
Of course, today only, because it won't be available tomorrow.
Yeah, which is just so stupid.
Yep.
And they're like, well,
that's because your card, you're running out of punches, right?
I'm running out of card punches in the one gym, which
right.
I still like because it is right by my house.
Yeah.
It's convenient. But I went to this other gym. It was just so funny because they take you on a tour, which is so uncomfortable. They're like, I told the guy straight up when I first got in, I go, I'm not interested in cardio. I'm not interested in taking any classes. I just want to use the free weights and the machines. Okay. Now over here, as you can see, we have all this cardio. Just said, because that's the cheapest level, even
right,
is
right,
just
right.
the weight
right.
and the thing. If you're not taking classes, you don't need these higher up things. They're like, you travel a lot? I go, no, I don't. Because if you travel a lot, you can go to another one of these gyms.
Wait, I just said no.
Yeah. I'll go to use the hotel. I'm not doing a lot of lifting weights.
Right,
I'm not
right,
a
right.
huge man. I'm a very frail fella. So I did that, and I didn't end up doing anything just because I felt like...
So you didn't sign up?
I didn't sign up.
Okay.
Just because...
I don't blame you.
It seemed like... I don't know. I feel like I need more time to look into that one. I'll probably just...
What about the place you're going to?
I will probably go there. That's where I would probably stick to.
You seem comfortable, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty good there.
Yeah.
I saw a listener or two in there.
Okay.
They were surprised to see me pumping weights, Jerry.
I'm sure.
The problem with going back to the gym when you haven't gone in a very long time is the amount of weight you can push.
Oh, it's terrible. I told you, it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It is really embarrassing.
Especially as you get older. And we've lost muscle.
Yes.
So it's really, you've got to start from the ground up again.
Yeah.
And build it. And I don't know how long it would take, but it is embarrassing to start.
Yeah, and it's one thing, like, when you're using a machine and you're putting the pin
No one can really see.
Correct. No one can really see. But when you go to one of the machines where you have to put weight on a bar, like...
You got 2 5s.
I think they're, like, the Max Hammer machines, I think they're called.
Right.
And I'm putting up, you know, guys are, like, taking off 3 of the 45, and I'm putting up one of the 25s, and you're still struggling with it a little bit.
Now, do you do that? Do you have a spotter?
No. Well, no, those you don't need because they're
oh, okay.
They're sort of like the in-between between like actual weights and a machine.
And like an Autolus machine?
Yeah, like you have to put the actual bar on it, but you don't
Okay.
There's nowhere for it to fall.
Got it.
It's not going to fall on you.
Okay.
But so that one, I'm like, man, maybe I should just work these machines until I can get to a part where I don't want to just put like 25 pounds on, because that gets a little embarrassing.
I understand. Especially you got some guy that looks like half your size or half your age, and he's throwing up 300 pounds.
Yeah.
You feel like a kid. I know.
It is an interesting mix at the gym, though. And if you really think about it, no one really is looking at you at the gym. I know that's...
Well, they shouldn't be if they're worried about what they're doing.
I really don't think people judge other
people.
It's
a judgment-free zone, Al.
I don't get that vibe that people are like, well, this guy looking at this
scrawny crap.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not that terrible.
Good. Keep it up.
I'm going to try.
Keep it up, man.
For some reason, LinkedIn really wants me to connect with you.
I saw that this morning when I came in. That was hilarious.
I get it often. They go,
really?
Do you know Jerry Recco? I go, I do know Jerry Recco. I see him five days a week.
I don't think I've ever gotten a suggestion for you.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And LinkedIn is an interesting one because while I have a LinkedIn...
Don't do anything with it.
When people request to connect with me on LinkedIn, I only connect with people
that can further your career.
Correct. Correct. If you can't help me, that. I'm not interested in helping you.
What about like the young broadcasters that are looking for guidance?
Well, I've stopped accepting young broadcasters because I don't know what to tell you.
Run.
I don't know what to say.
Do something else.
You know what I mean? And then I know they're trying to connect with me.
You ever think about how many student broadcasters come out of college every year? Let's just say in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Not the whole country. Not New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. New Jersey.
Yes.
And you realize how few jobs there are? And I'm with you. I don't know what to tell all these kids because I don't understand enough of the YouTube profitability game.
Yeah.
And it also seems, if that's your advice, they didn't need your advice to tell them to go to YouTube. A lot of the people still do want to do this and they still want to be places like here. But there's like, if you're in New Jersey, there's like three places. There's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell kids either. I really don't. And I've had like... guys my age reach out to me, especially that are related with Rutgers. Hey, my son's going to Rutgers. He was going to radio. Would you talk to him? I'm like, I'll talk to him, but I don't know what you expect me to tell him. You know, we don't have internships anymore, which really hurts for the most part. It's hard, man. It's really tough.
We have very few internships.
Yeah, very few.
Where there used to be a lot.
It was a great way to get started.
Yeah, it is tough. So, yeah, like with LinkedIn. And then I'm actually to the point now where I'm like, if I'm retiring in a couple years,
right?
What is LinkedIn even doing anything for
Nothing. Me? You probably just delete it at this point.
Probably.
I barely look at it, but I don't look at anything. That's my problem.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't even have a photo on your LinkedIn.
No.
You're the stick figure.
Oh, I should change that.
Yeah.
That looks terrible.
Yeah, it is funny, too, when they go, hey, do you know? And it's like you. Hey, do you know Greg Giannotti? Yes, I do.
Who's this we speak of?
I see him every day. So, yeah. I get a lot of, like, probably listeners that are not even in my business.
Yeah.
So why are we connecting on LinkedIn?
Right.
There's a million other things.
Yeah, you're right.
We could be connecting on.
That is very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Then sometimes, you know, when Sean Marash posts things, I don't know if he posts things to get a reaction.
I think I muted him. I love him as a person. But I couldn't take it anymore. I think I muted him.
Get in the game with the college-branded Venmo debit card. Rack your team with every tap and earn up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash, a new rewards program from Venmo. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, just school pride and spending power. Get in the game and sign up for the Venmo debit card at venmo.com/collegecard. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Select schools available. Venmo stash terms and exclusions apply at venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month.
So sometimes I don't know if he's posting things to get a reaction or not, but this thing he posted is definitely real life. But I think he also posted it to get a reaction.
Okay.
Which is
fill me in.
He took a photograph of what he called his Costco closet. Is like he went to Costco, loaded up
like
on
his pantry,
loaded up on a bunch. Maybe it was even like his Costco snack closet.
Okay,
because these were all essentially snacks,
and
it was an entire closet full, very well organized with baskets for each individual food product. And there was just not a healthy thing to be found. And I don't know if he posted that so that people would yell at him, because that's really what it was.
Right.
People telling him, what is, there's nothing good, all this crappy food, what are you eating? Why do you have this for your children? Even your, I mean, he even had just regular water bottles, microplastics. And I saw he tried battling people early on.
They just give up.
And then it just gets too overwhelming. You know, when you first, because I looked at one point, it had 41,000 views, which is a lot if people are going to be commenting.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So I was like, is he just, because so many people tagged me in it. He's like, look at Sean's closet.
What is Sean's closet.
Yeah, what is he doing over here?
Yeah.
Could you show him what to put in there?
I will continue to say it. As much as we know a lot about nutrition and food, you still go to the supermarket or Costco, and it's still 80% crap.
Yeah.
It doesn't change.
And what's really hard is the people that want to do better, and you're battling
a lot of different factors.
Marketing, things you were told by this person, things. You know, it is like such a battle.
Yeah, it's tough. Really is. I went to the supermarket yesterday. And, you know, I know they always say you just walk the perimeter. But I got two kids at home, and the stuff on the list is I'm up and down the crappy aisles. You know, it's the way it is. I would say our house and our refrigerator and all of those things are a lot better today than they were 5 years ago, without a doubt. I mean, like, one of the things that I'm thrilled that my younger son, he has traded in the Danon yogurts with the candy.
With candy?
Yeah. We had a conversation not long ago, maybe 3 months ago, when he was like, I'm eating my yogurt every day. He goes, it's pretty good, right, Dad? I'm like, no. He's like, what do you mean, no? I'm like, it's actually terrible. He goes, it's yogurt. I'm like, yeah, but you're eating candy, and the yogurt is sweetened with crap. He's like, but you eat yogurt every day. I'm like, yes, I do. There's nothing in it. It's plain. He goes, oh, what does that taste like? So he tasted the Greek yogurt, the plain Greek yogurt, and he spit it out. He's like, you eat this? I'm like, yes. So then I mentioned to him, I'm like, why don't you try putting, like, cut strawberries in it? So, like, literally 2-3 weeks ago, he started putting fruit in, like, just cut strawberries. And now that he has changed from, so I don't have to buy that crap anymore. I buy the plain Greek yogurt. I was very proud of that.
Yeah, that's nice.
So it's better than it was, but it is still, you know, terrible.
You could also put into plain yogurt, you could mix pure maple syrup.
Sure.
Which is nice, like a teaspoon, or real honey.
Yeah.
Like if you find real honey.
I'm not a big fan of honey. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I don't like it. And I know you can use it to sweeten a lot of things. Also to mold certain things. It's like, I know it does. Oh, I just don't like it. I don't know why. It's one of those things, no matter how much I eat.
It's like everywhere you go, it's like everything, like the whole food system is just trying to scam you.
Yes. Well, everything's a scam.
Because you'll see something to be like, honey. Ingredients, honey. And then someone will be like, oh no, where'd that honey come from? Brazil? That's not good. You know what they do in Brazil with their honey? They add sugar cane to it, but they don't put it on the ingredients list. And you're like,
what do you trust?
Want me to do?
What do you trust?
What do you trust?
That is a problem. Yeah, I know. There was something I put in, so that Dr. Berg has his own app.
Yeah.
And it's got, you know, you can scan the food.
Free app?
Yeah. And you get like 200 scans a month for free.
Okay, that's a lot of scans.
You can scan the UPC. Yeah, I've never come close to it. And there was a bar, I don't remember the name of it, but there was a bar in the supermarket in the healthy food aisle. Because while I like the Lara bars, I was looking for something different. I wound up buying them so I scanned like two different bars in the supermarket, and on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being a perfect a food choice and 10 being the worst, 1 was an 8, 1 was a 7. I'm like, what the hell?
Meaning 10 is worst?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, all right, I'm not buying these. I'm like, and he highlights why.
Yeah.
If you go through the, what do you call it? The results. Like, Jesus Christ, I'm even in the health food aisle. I can't get something that's good.
Yeah, there's a couple different kind of scanning apps people will hit me up with. People love ask me about the Yuka app.
Okay, I don't know that one.
It's Y-U-K-A. I do not like the Yuka app because it also gives a score.
Okay.
But to me, the way I do it is like either if it has this in it is a no. If it, you know, if it has this, these certain list of items
You're
in
out.
It, it's a no.
Yeah.
And if they're not in there, it's a yes. So there's no score for me.
Right.
Which is, and they almost use the same sort of, like you're talking about this Dr. Berg yeah. app, the Yuka app. I use the Bobby Approved app.
Yep. Yep.
They almost must use the same database. And then probably within their own app, they can type in the ingredients that change whether it's good or bad. Right? Because it's all
got to
be.
Or rate it.
Right. Yeah. Because it's all got to be one
yeah.
giant. Code scanning.
The
thing.
One thing I was happy about was all I've heard of is these Siete chips are really good for you. And I was happy when I put those into the Dr. Berg app. It came back as a one. Like a very good food to have fun, enjoy yeah. them with your guac. You're good.
Yeah.
It's like, thank God. It's like the one thing I still like eating.
Siete chips?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know people always go like, did you know Siete sold to Pepsi Company? Which they did. But they haven't changed anything.
Yet. Okay, not yet.
Not yet.
They sold, huh?
But you got to watch. They did a while ago now.
It's, is that
it
true?
Has to be a year or maybe okay. even 2 years ago.
Well, I hope they don't change.
They haven't changed anything yet. And you would think they wouldn't because when these products become popular because they're better for you, it's one thing for the competition, Pepsi, who owns Frito-Lay, to buy them up. But then why would you change it?
Because you think you can sell more of them.
By cheapening out on some of the ingredients.
And you maximize your profits. It's what everything is about.
And
maximizing,
I guess you figure
your profits.
People like this already and feel it's healthier than the Tostitos.
Unless it's going to change taste-wise. Like if you, let's say you were eating that twice a week, just whatever. And my guess is you're not looking, once you start buying it, you check the ingredients at all? Probably not anymore, right?
Right.
So if there's no really difference in taste, why would you keep checking the ingredients? They got you. The question is, how do they keep the taste the same? And if they find a cheaper way to do it, I would not be shocked
yeah.
if that happened.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't. It's like, though, that's like my saving grace. Like, on a Saturday night, so if I eat the pizza on Friday, I try to eat much better on Saturday. Well, at least I can have my chips and my guac, and I feel like it's guiltless.
Mm-hmm.
You do that to me. Now what? I mean, I might as well start eating cardboard, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Cardboard will get you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. I did, though, I will say that I did go to Costco this weekend.
Yeah.
And I bought a big bag of the mm-hmm. Siete chips. I did check the ingredients.
Oh, list. You did? Okay. Yeah. Same.
Same.
Good.
It was all good.
That is good.
I keep my eye on that.
I am happy to hear that.
I went to the self-checkout lane this time at
yeah.
the Costco.
What town? Which Costco? Wall?
It's in Neptune.
Neptune?
Yeah. And they had a woman, this was interesting, for the self-checkout. They had a woman going down the line of the self-checkout, scanning your card, then scanning all the things. Then she said, when you get up there, just scan your card.
And everything comes up.
Yeah.
That is cool.
That
now, with that, I will still come back to the Stop and Shop gun that, as you know, I now love. It's so much fun.
Stop and Shop gun is the best, the price gun, where you go up.
So easy.
Scan all your things.
I look around at people like, why are you not doing this?
I know. I saw people doing it the one time, and I was like, why am I not doing this?
Right.
Let me try it. The first time you do it, it's a little weird. Got to figure out how to delete something
yes.
if you don't want it.
Well, I haven't figured that part out. I've been stuck with a couple of things I didn't want. I couldn't figure out how to get rid of them.
Oh, yeah. You could
so I dealt with it.
Yeah. I forget how to tell you to do it.
Yeah.
But if you really parked yourself in an aisle and looked at it, you could figure it out.
Well, that's the funny thing, too. You talk about parking yourself in an aisle. So I don't immediately put everything into the bags when
right.
I get them because I want to see what I'm picking up and how it all fits. So I'll get through like half the shopping. All right, it's time to start packing some of the stuff up. So I will go park myself in an aisle, and it looks like you're stealing
yes.
stuff. It's so
you're
funny.
Right. You're putting stuff in your bag.
Yeah, but I'm not. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I try to pick an aisle that's not busy. Let me put my things
yeah.
properly in here.
I had the girl yesterday. When, because I will go to the self-checkout with that and scan it myself.
Yes.
But if it's busy and I see that the lane's open, I'll go right there, let them scan it and do it. So that's what I did yesterday. And she goes, oh, I'm supposed to check. And she's looking. She goes, I'm going to override this. She goes, $177? You didn't buy anything. She goes, I'm pretty sure you're not stealing anything. I'm like, no, I'm not stealing.
Yeah.
Well, amazing. $177. It looked like I bought nothing. But I had Harry's razors, expensive. Trying to think, there were some things that were just, oh my God, $12 for this, $15 for that. I'm like, soap. I bought like a 12 pack of soap. It was, what was it, $14 or something? I'm like, what?
I don't understand when they talk about like now, like the cost of living, right?
Yeah.
But we're still surviving, right? So how is that?
Because I think people are charging a lot. I've said that to you. If you take credit cards away, the cost of goods has to go down because no one's going to buy anything.
Right, like if you only had the money
you had. If
you
only have cash.
Yeah.
And you can't charge anything or use a credit card, guess what's going to stop happening? Extravagant vacations that people can't afford and, you know, travel. People are going to stop going to restaurants as often as they do because you can't tell me that when you go into these restaurants every Friday night or every Saturday night that everybody's paying cash or debiting. There's no way that they're doing it. Not for what these meals cost now. And I don't believe that people would load up on their groceries if everything was cash. I don't. I think the price, even cars, like if, here's what cars would be. If you didn't do financing, oh, you'd have to do financing.
Yeah, you got
to
do financing for cars and the mortgages.
Well, I guess
for
we're
houses.
Seeing it already with the longer loans, yeah. Essentially. But if you took away credit cards, I think the price of goods has to come down.
That'd be interesting. If we had no credit cards.
Correct. I don't do it often, but there is from time, I always tell you there's that 1 month in the year where things are a little tighter. Like right now, I feel like a king. I get most of my money from Rutgers and like, I feel like, honestly, like a rich man. By August, I'll be broke. So there is times that I will use a credit card for a shopping order. Not often, but I will do it. And I will use a credit card from time to time for a dinner. But if it was all cash, those two, three, four, five times, whatever it is in the course of the year, that's out the window. I'm
yeah,
not
like
going.
If we didn't have credit cards, but we only had debit cards.
Yep.
So the money you have to have in your account in order to do yeah. it. Man, how do we do that?
Oh, that.
Because we could really
no way.
Help the economy.
That would the economy would tank so fast. Oh, my God.
Because that's what I always think about. Like, people go, well, like you just said, with the thing of soap. Well, okay, so if we didn't buy that soap, it would have the price would have to go down. So enough people must be buying the soap
sure.
for a high price.
Yep. Yep. Now, you also have production costs. But again, if no one's, maybe companies would just shut down and you'd be left with conglomerates.
Yeah.
You know, because all of a sudden there's not enough competition. You always talk about why, hey, if Coke did this so well, what do we need another one for? Oh, then there would never be Pepsi. Well, if McDonald's did it so well, why would you do it? Well, if people believe that, there wouldn't be Burger King and Wendy's and Five Guys and Shake Shack, and there's enough to go around. Take away the credit cards. Maybe there's not.
Yeah. I'm going to get me an economics textbook and read it.
Okay.
See what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I like that.
Figure
You're
out.
You're becoming a new man.
I'm just going to start learning economics, Jerry, with my time.
Do what you got to do.
You know, I'll be in the gym with my economics book.
You'll be listening to the book.
Reading between sets.
You do what you got to do.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hopefully, you just have the warm-up show and your wonderful updates.
We shall see.
Hopefully, Gio is back from his nightmarish return
from
Florida. I
don't like that Boomer didn't think he was going to make it.
Yeah, no, Boomer doesn't.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
I think he's making it. All right.
We'll see.
Warm up next. I did that with CeeLo today.
Yes, it was good.
So.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell.
And I'm JP Finley.
Did you know that B. Mitchell Finley is both on a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlight.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Winter's still hanging around, but the Nationals are starting fresh. New manager, new front office, and a completely different outlook heading into the season.
The Wizards are rebuilding. Young guys flashing talent. Lottery talk heating up. And everybody hoping there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
And once NFL free agency opens, every Commander's move turns into a full-blown argument amongst the boys.
That's what the Junkies do every morning. Real opinions, real debates. Follow and listen to the Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.